This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 549, How to Live with This Impossible Writing Task 2 Question.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll share a recent IELTS essay question that was reported by a student, and you'll learn how you can still succeed with the toughest questions on every IELTS exam.
Hey, Jessica, you are back from your train trip. How was the vacay?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was so incredible. We traveled for like 38 hours on the train on the way down to California because there was like engine troubles.
Oh no.
And I don't know, but it's so fun. There's like a dining car and you have to make reservations to sit in the dining car for lunch and dinner.
Wow.
And then this whole like cafe viewing car with like hot dogs and snacks and stuff. we watched some movies, but mostly we played games. Like we played 1,000 hands of Uno.
Wow. That's awesome.
Just like games. Yeah, it was great.
That's so cool. And you know, introducing your child to travel and train travel and the excitement of travel is such a good thing at a young age.
Totally.
Yeah.
He was such a trooper. He's already traveled so much. He's been out of the country like 4 times by now.
Wow.
And yeah, so he's a really good traveler.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Well, here we are. We are back on the mic recording here.
Yes, I know. It's weird. It's weird skipping. Like a week isn't very long.
No.
But this morning, it felt like I hadn't recorded in a really long time.
I know. But I like it. For me, recording is kind of like a break from all the other work we do. You know,
we do a
lot of technology related stuff and planning. And then when I get to record, it's like, oh, I can relax and just have fun. You know, it's kind of
like
nice.
It's like recess.
Yeah.
This is like the recess in the work day. That's awesome.
That's right.
Do you think schools, like every school around the world has recess?
Oh, boy. I hope so. I mean, it's a really good thing for kids to do, right? To go out. What is recess, in case our listeners don't know that word?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. So recess is a time in the school day that the kids get to go outside on the playground and play.
Yeah.
So all through elementary school, you get recess. But then you don't get recess after that. So it's just like an elementary school thing.
Yeah.
And so, guys, if you could comment on this episode and tell us about recess in your country, because I'm really curious.
Yeah, totally. I mean, these words, right? These are key. I mean, vocabulary is a huge part of our score in the IELTS exam, isn't it?
Exactly. And being able to talk specifically about parts of students' day, right? And like the advantages and disadvantages, stuff like that. That comes up on the speaking test all the time.
Yeah.
So come back to the blog, guys, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 549.
Awesome.
Yeah. And tell us about your recess or lack of recess. Lindsay and I are going to try and tackle a really hard question today.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So a student in our course posted, he said, recently this question appeared on IELTS. Do you have any idea? And the question is, some people believe that it is better to live and work in a vertical city with multiple tall buildings as compared to a horizontal city with fewer tall buildings.
Mm. Oh my gosh, the IELTS writing test is hard enough. And then we get a question like this. I mean,
this would be difficult to do in 40 minutes, you guys. That's why, like, practicing as widely as possible and getting as many ideas from different sources as you can is so imperative to having stuff to say about any of these IELTS questions. Because this is random. It's weird.
Right. But, I mean, the good news is, you know, in our course, we do provide a system for you guys. So if you're in a course like ours, you you know how you're going to have a structure to tackle this question. It's not going to be easy, but you are going to have something to fall back on, right? To attack questions like this. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I mean, what if you, not only did you have to come up with your own ideas, which everybody does, but what if you had to do that on top of like not knowing what a good body paragraph looks like or right. what the examiner needs to see in the introduction? We've done all that work for you in mm-hmm. the course. So at least like go in with these tools.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But today, let's take a stab at maybe giving our listeners some hints on how you would even brainstorm for this, right? I mean, that's our first step, right? Is to plan.
Exactly. Exactly. So what is your first instinct? Like, which one would you choose? In your opinion, which is better, to live and work in like a city with all the skyscrapers or a more spread out city like yeah. Portland?
Yeah. Well, my first instinct is to relate it to my own life and the conversations that I've had, like immediately go to my experience. And my feeling is that when I go out west, I feel more relaxed, actually, than I do on the East Coast. And I think part of it, I've actually had conversations with friends about this, that part of it is just seeing the horizon, you know, seeing mm-hmm. like that there's more in the world than just people and buildings does something for your self-concept that actually gives you a broader perspective. And for me, it's a bit more relaxing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's why, I mean, people in urban jungles have to visit a city park. Like, you need to see nature and you need to see, like, that specific mm-hmm. color of green and, right? Like, be in a place that's not man-made mm-hmm. just for your mental stability.
So true. So true. So I'm sure that, so even though this seems like a hard question, just reading it, I'm sure that if you guys think about, you know, your opinion on this, everyone should kind of have an opinion on this, more or less, right? I mean, we can come up with an opinion. Yeah.
Hello, lovely IELTS candidates. If you are ready to commit yourself to succeed, get the scores you need on your next IELTS exam, we guarantee our course will help you. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And guys, you're adults. This theme has come up a lot in some coaching classes that I've had with students in the past couple days. Like, guys, you're adults. You have a lifetime of experience behind you. And your ideas and experience and opinions are never wrong, no matter how simple you may think they are. Like, if you come up with a really simple example, it doesn't mean you'll communicate that in a low-level way. You can still use amazing vocab and sentence structure to describe any idea.
Yeah.
You know, if it's personal experience or otherwise. So, like, I could use like a simple example of saying, well, I can't see the sky if I live among a lot of skyscrapers. But mm-hmm. you could make that more formal and say, well, to the detriment of any urban jungle resident is the fact that they cannot glimpse the blue of the sky nor the green of the trees.
I can go on. I like that structure there, though. But you fit in a little bit of a nice grammar structure, right? Neither nor. I love that idea. I mean, that
That's
right there.
A good one.
Right? I mean, because we know, you know, what the examiner's looking for, how to up our grammar score based on using certain structures. And that those are things that we learn in our course. So it's not all about having a great idea for this question. It's about the structures that we know give us the score we need.
Exactly. And I think this question is really good proof of how important it is to trust yourself, guys. Don't waste that brainstorming time searching for the perfect idea or making up a fake research thing if that's hard for you. That's like plan C, right? Like, making stuff up is plan, it's far down the line. you need to use your own ideas and your own experience first. I think that's the best resource to draw from, because that's all you have on test day, right? Yeah. So just trust yourself, guys. No matter how simple you think the idea is, write it down. It's better just to get ideas down than it is to sit and waste 5 minutes trying to think of something.
Oh, 100%. I love that. I love that. Yeah, such a good idea. This question, anything else that we can offer to our listeners as a word of wisdom on how to attempt a difficult question like this, Jessica, anything?
I would trust your instincts first. Like, mm-hmm. how do you feel in a vertical city with multiple tall buildings? Mm. Like, I would feel sort of suffocated and the pace of life would be too busy. Like, start there. And then extrapolate from that why. And that's your reason, mm-hmm. you know? And then your personal experience, or you could make a general statement about what any citizen of this place feels based on your own experience. And those are your examples and details. So I think just start with your initial reaction, right? Mm-hmm. What is your opinion? Where do you like to live? Why? And then from there, you can build out the more like formal examples based on what you've noticed.
Yeah, I love that idea. I mean, writing is by far one of the questions that we get the most of, right? Like, out of all the sections, we get the most questions about writing, guys, but there's a formula, yeah. there's a system, there's a way to make it easier. It doesn't have to be impossible, right? It is exactly. possible. We've seen score increases in writing.
Oh, yeah, tons. Guys, so many sevens and higher on writing because they have our template going in. They're armed with all of this knowledge going in. And then it's up to you to fill in the ideas. And that is the tough part, like we've seen today. So don't make it any tougher than it is, right? So when you are thinking of your ideas to fill in, guys, just remember, simple doesn't mean a low score, right? It's how you express it using some amazing vocabulary that we teach you or the grammar structures that we teach you. That's what you're graded on, not your ideas.
Ooh, I love that idea. I love that idea. And so, guys, so to get the step-by-step system and the daily learning plan, you want to go over right now to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get right in there. I think we have a new video success story. Is that right, Jessica?
We have a video from one of the most amazing students yeah. who I've gotten to work with for a couple months now. And he did a video testimonial describing nice. How the extra writing package has helped him.
Okay. So, awesome.
Yeah. That's what that's about.
Okay. Great. That's fantastic. I mean, guys, our materials, our course will help you. Okay. We know how to reverse engineer this from the scoring system and how to get mm-hmm. you that score you need. So jump in. All right. allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right.
Yay,
Jessica.
Fantastic. All right, Lindsay, I will see you tomorrow.
Sounds good to me. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.